Welcome back to the 5x5. I'm your host, David, and this is the Late Night Show. Hope you guys are doing good. I am doing okay. Just listening to the kind of crazy thunder that's going on outside right now. Been weird weather. We've had very, very, very weird weather. But, you know, I'm inside, so it really doesn't matter. Good thing I'm not working tonight. That's good. It's been a, you know, kind of one of those days you're like, do I take a nap or do I watch TV? So I did a little bit of both. I did a little napping and a little TV watching, and but that's really about it. I did go to lunch with a friend today, and I'll tell you guys about that later. But it's actually, I went to Chili's, and I love Chili's, but I haven't been to Chili's restaurant since I lived in Atlanta. So that's been over 2 years ago. And I've always gotten the same thing. But you know what? What really irritated me today, and I guess I expect too much. I expect too much when I'm going out to eat, or when I'm requesting a service, whether I'm in a retail establishment, a fast food restaurant, or a sit down restaurant. So I'm like, maybe I expect too much, because the other day I rode through McDonald's and the drive through line was like crazy, crazy long. So I thought I'd go inside, which was fine. But then there was some confusion about who had what. And so they finally figured out what I had after I repeated it 1,000 times. And then I said, can I have my receipt? Because I'm a little bit of a hoarder. I'm a receipt hoarder. And I'll look at it sometimes. I'll look at the receipt sometimes just to see if everything's right. And not that I really need it, because I guess I can look online and look at my bank statement or whatever and to see if I was charged the right thing. But I look sometimes if the price doesn't sound right. I'm like, you know. And so, and then I asked for my receipt, and he's like, I don't know what the manager. He's like, I don't know what happened to your receipt. Well, can you get me a receipt? He's like, well, what did you pay? I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, but instead of me going completely off and being a crazy person, I just kind of sighed, and I'm like, and I think I remember the price. And he said, well, that's the only way I can find your receipt. I'm standing in front of you. You just took my order. You know, it could, you know, didn't know somebody come up and there's not a receipt gnome that's run up snatching receipts from people. It was just kind of silly, but so that happened. But like I said, the day I went to Chili's, and it was just, you know, I just expect better service, especially when you're expecting a tip at the end of your meal. At the end of my meal, you're expecting some tip for the service that you give. And that's what I'm a salesperson at heart. You know, I was in retail sales for a very long time. And, I know how, you know, being on that end, you know, because when I seen people walk through the door, that meant money. That meant, oh, somebody's coming to buy something from me, and I'm going to be able to, you know, add money to my paycheck. Because even though I was a manager, I was salary versus commission. Salary plus commission, I'm sorry. And I, you know, if I didn't sell, I didn't make the money that I wanted to make. And so I took that. Sometimes I was off my game, but mainly I had to look at it as every opportunity that I have to be in front of someone, that's an opportunity to make additional money. And that's important. Well, it's important because you got to live. And if you want to have a particular type of life, and living in Atlanta is not easy financially, you have to have money to do stuff. You have to have money to drive, because every, you know, you have to drive everywhere. And I live in the suburbs, so If I wanted to do anything in Atlanta, and gas was still over $3 at the time, so you have to be able to be in front of that person, take them out of the market, and get the money. And I had one of my friends who worked with me. She was the best at getting the money, and whatever she could do, she had this crazy charm and charisma, and she was like, I'm getting the money. And if I knew there was somebody that I was going to be able to connect with, because sometimes men, when they're shopping by themselves, they don't connect with other men. Sometimes they do, but sometimes a good majority of the time they don't. It depends, especially in the furniture business. And I would sic her on them. I'm like, girl, go get his money. And she's like, all right. And she'd go get it. And then we would split it, the commissions, and it would be a done deal. So, and that's when I look at retail establishments and things like that. I'm like, I don't understand why you guys aren't getting the money. Like today is, it was it, every Wednesday, if you guys haven't listened to a Fanboy Weekly show or a Blurred HQ or looked at the Blurred HQ podcast. Oh, Ken Boggle says he's not in the chat room. He just hit me on Facebook. He is in. He's listening. I think he's washing. Ooh, somebody's wa listening while they're in the shower. Thanks, Ken Boggle. Love ya. that's my boy. Wednesday is new comic book day, and so I run to the comic book store every Wednesday, and I don't have, this is why I'm progressively, working my way to opening my own store. But I want to do it right. I don't take anything because it's a risky business, and there's a great amount of investment on the front side of it to just get it started. So, slowly but surely, I've been doing pretty good on eBay actually, which is kind of surprising. Not really, but I finally figured out the shipping thing. But I'll talk more about that on a Fanboy Weekly show on Sunday. I was in my comic book store today, and the young man who the last time I seen him, which forced me to go to patronize the other store where it was really nice, and I should have went back there today. And but I was on that side of town, so sometimes it's just about location and where I am. And I wasn't gonna go the other way. And so I'm like, well, let me just roll through here. Maybe it'd be somebody else. But no, it wasn't him. And I know comic book stores can be kind of scary for people who don't know the genre. And, and comic book workers can be a little off-putting. I think that nerd part of us, sometimes we don't know how to express ourselves. And I think that's his problem. He's very, very timid. He's always behind the cash register. If somebody's working for me and there are not 100 people at the cash register, you cannot stand behind my cash register. You need to be doing something because the store is a wreck. You need to be doing something to make me money. And that's retail. You need to be doing something to make me money. And so, again, and I tested him again. And the only reason I did purchase today from the store because I didn't know, because there was a variant copy, and I'll talk about this on Sunday, of an issue I wanted, and I didn't know if the other store was going to have it, because some stores will get every variant like this particular store, and some stores will not. And the variants, if you guys don't know, variant covers are, say you have a comic book that's a number one or whatever the number is, say a Spider-Man, and then you have the main copy that like the Barnes and Noble people get and the newsstands get. And comic book stores get, but then you have a special cover that's commissioned artwork from another artist. And so the variants are kind of highly sought after. And normally, if I want to spend the money, I'll go ahead and I'll buy both copies, the variant and the regular. But today I just wanted the variant, and they had two, and one was messed up. The cover was there was like some blemishes on it, so they had two. So I'm like, if I take the chance, and the other cover's not at the other store, I might not get it. So I went ahead and got it, and I got two other books, and and this like three comic books was like $13. So, and you do that, I spend anywhere from $13 to $25 a week on comic book-ish stuff. And this week will be more because at the end of the week there's a big comic book convention here in town, and I'll know I'll probably spend, depending, at least $100, depending on, but it's just not comic book, it's like pop culture stuff, I guess I should say. And so I tested him again. I went to the little stand where there's stuff that I buy at this particular stand, and he just didn't, he was too busy talking to a guy that was getting a game set up, which the game is where they have these games set up is right in front of the cash register. So that's bad because it's intimidating to customers. The flow is off, and I should start my own retail consulting business on how to increase your business with product placement, and flow, store flow. And that's when I worked in Atlanta, that's all we talked about was flow. How you bring your customers in the store, and what they did actually a test with video cameras and counting and telling direction. And something I learned, when you walk into a store, if it's a front, a store that has a this a flat front that you go right in, that the doors are in the middle, and then of course the two wings, most people, I think it's like a 85% chance most people go to the right. And so we would always have our biggest and best set at the right. Here, if you walk into the right, you're into a bunch of junk that nobody wants. But then if you go to the where you can actually go, there's a whole bunch of tables, and sometimes at different times of the day, there's a lot of people, and they're very, very noisy, and it's intimidating, and the cashier is too busy paying attention to what's going on there and being involved in their conversations instead of being involved in your business. He couldn't work for me. And plus, he has a really, his hair is like, remember Laura Ingalls from, what's that show called? Little House on the Prairie. His hair is longer than Laura Ingalls. And the thing is, he's bald on top, kind of. But the rest of it's like a long-haired mullet mess. And I'm like, dude, and then, I hate when people ask me, and I'm going to get off this soapbox in a second. I hate when people ask me, do you want a bag? Give me a bag. I've borrowed three comic books, and comic books, and they bag and board all theirs, which is good at the store. The other store doesn't. They do bag and board all theirs. But this is something that is not really an investment. It could be. These are some of the ones I'm getting are number ones. Why wouldn't you just throw it in the bag? Don't ask me that. I'm just not gonna carry it out and throw it in the back. See, don't, that's silly to me. I would automatically think, unless somebody said, "Oh no, I don't need a bag," I would automatically ask for a bag. That's the same thing when I go get cigarettes. When I go get cigarettes, sometimes at the, because I only go to one gas station, because I only like one type of gas in my car, and there's several people at this particular convenience store gas station. I just think it's stupid to ask me the same question, and I've corrected them before because I think it's stupid. I think you sound stupid. they say, they ask you, do you have your ID? And I know why they ask. But that's the wrong question. May I see your ID, please? Not, do you have your ID? That's implying that, oh, you might not have it. So I want to, I have to think that's on the defensive already. That's, to me, that's defensive language. Do you got, or they say, do you got your ID? Girl, I'm like, is, do you have your ID? And may I please see it? That's simple, but I guess nobody's really listening to me. But, and I've corrected people before, but they don't listen to me. They think I'm stuck up and I'm on one, but I'm not. Anyhow, welcome. That was a long intro, wasn't it? I sometimes I get really wordy. I apologize. But tonight, what are we talking about? We're talking about, when is the best time to end a friendship? When is the best time to end a friendship? I've been struggling with it for several months. And then also, when it, not when is it, but online dating and the importance of profile pictures and courtesies and stuff of that nature, and also the 10 do's and don'ts for online dating. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Thank you guys for listening.
I can make you wait.
That is kind of the jump off. I like that song, and that's Tinashe. Like, again, I'll say this every time I play her song. Why hasn't this chick blown up? Because I'm playing probably playing another song from Tinashe because she gets it in. But you know what? Sometimes I think it's sexy when a girl cusses. You know, it just depends on how they're cussing. And although I'm gay, I just think it's sexy. Anyhow, welcome back to the 5x5 Late Night Show. Sorry, I'm smacking my lips because I told you my stomach was hurting earlier, but I was hungry. I'm hungry, so I've been eating my I see, and this is my problem. What is it? It is 12:30 at nighttime, and I just had a excuse me, chicken salad sandwich. It was good though. Oh, and know what my new love is? My new love. This is hashtag fat people problems because my new love is, where's the bag at? I don't know the bag. I threw it away. Is, and I don't, maybe, you know, I'm always late when it comes to stuff. I'm a little bit behind the schedule when stuff happens. And but have you guys ever had the black pepper potato chips? When I tell you those things are almost as good as Grippo's. Now, if you don't live in the Midwest, you probably don't know what Grippo's are. They're like barbecue potato chips that they mix barbecue and I think it was a little brown sugar on them. It's really good. I used to take them back to Atlanta with me all the time, and everybody would I would have like three boxes and several bags of Grippos in my back seat for my friends in Atlanta or the people that was from this area in Atlanta. We always would tell, well, when you go home, grab me a box of Grippos. And you can go to Grippos.com and see what I'm talking about. But thank you guys for listening. You know, you can always listen to the show live. If you don't happen to be on Spreaker.com, you can always listen to the show live on the 5x5.blogspot.com. Just click the Spreaker link and you can hear me live there. But you can always find all the past episodes somewhere in the blog and also on YouTube, David and ATL. What else? Oh, and Facebook.com/the5x5, and or you can send me a tweet at the5x5, and all the fives are in America except for the Facebook is the5x5 completely spelled out. But thank you guys for listening, and I just hit what 7,000, and like I said, that's not big compared to a lot of other shows, but I can't worry about those. I just worry about me and what I do here because it's pure entertainment. I'm not trying to get a DJ gig. I'm not trying to get a talk show. I'm not trying to be better than anybody else. I'm just being me. And I'm okay being me. I'm not trying to diss anybody. I'm not trying to talk about anybody. I'll leave that to some other people who still think it's cute to throw shade. Tell you what, pick up a mirror, put it in front of your face, then talk. Anyhow, you know, people throw shade, and I'm surprised by some people who think they're so above everything that they're still throwing shade. It's funny and makes you crazier than I initially thought you were. But we're back, and thank you for the 724 followers that have, you know, took the time to click follow on the 5x5. You know, it's a little bitty show, and like I said, I like have fun. I like doing it because I have fun with it. Sometimes, remember I told you the other day that sometimes my brain works, you know, a lot faster than my mouth can put out the words. You know, I don't know if a synapse or a dendrite is not firing correctly, but it sometimes the words just get caught up in my mouth, but my brain is still trying to push words out. I need to work on that, right? And so I tell myself, I consciously tell myself, okay, slow down. It's not a race, but sometimes it is a race because I want to get my butt in bed. But I did it a little early tonight, not really at 1 o'clock like I normally do these, because not that I'm tired, I just want to. I have some other stuff I need to do before I go to bed tonight. Anyhow, so remember, back around Christmas time, I had a friend that he had called me one morning when I was going to work. It was on like a Saturday, and he was telling me, he was we were having a conversation, and then he says that he was cooking. And I'm like, what you doing all this cooking for? He's like, well, I'm having a Christmas party. Remember that? I think it was the Christmas, the episode's called A Christmas Party, the Christmas Party Snub or something like that. And this is a person I've been friends with since what, 2003, 2004, so about 10 years now. And he's visited me. He visited me when I lived in Atlanta. We've traveled together. And it was never a really good friendship. Well, at least I thought, until he said I couldn't come to his Christmas. He didn't invite me to his Christmas party because he had a friend. He has another friend that's racist, and he's white. That's racist and had issue with me because I dare, and this is the mentality in this area. That's why I had to get out of the Midwest. I dare tell him that he can't say that about people. He was in the whole conversation, how that conversation started, he was saying that black people need to get off welfare and stop using the government and claiming that it's racism. And I'm like, well, that's a racist thing to say. There's because there's just as many, there's more white people on welfare than black people. In my percentage wise, it might not be more, but it's more. And so he thought that I offended him by saying, because I dare not speak to him, but he thinks he's something. And then he went on to say that I would never have as much money as him. And but thing is, he didn't. He obviously didn't know that his friend, the mutual friend we had that had a Christmas party, told me you were bankrupt. So I put no. I don't. That's why I don't put any fronts out there. I'm David. I don't have time for a lot of extra stuff and trying to make myself better than anybody else because no one has time for that. And nobody cares, especially when you get a certain age. Nobody cares. Let the young folks do that because that's what young teenage girls fighting over a boy do, fighting over a boy does. And so anyhow, long story short, this is the reason, because he was going to be there. He didn't want to invite me because he didn't want a problem, want any problems. So I'm like, I don't have a problem with him, but that's okay. And so I struggled with being friends with him, and I hadn't seen him prior to the Christmas thing. We hadn't hung out because there's another problem in our friendship. I have an issue with dating age appropriately. And a lot of people say, oh, that you shouldn't think that way. Well, the only people that tell me that I shouldn't think that way are the people who are dating people outside their race. Not race, I'm sorry. I date outside my race, so that's what I meant to say. Freudian slip much? No, dating outside their age range. And I used to tell people I used to have a 7 and 7, 7 years younger than me or 7 years older than me. But the older I get, that younger number decreases. So now, then it went to 5, 5 and 7, and now it is. Oh, Ken said the chat room won't work. Oh, it says, It says the chat room is unavailable, Ken, for some reason. I don't know what's going on with it. Ken says, "Date your age, not your shoe size." Right? Yeah. Sorry, for some reason the chat room is not working. It says it's unavailable, but I didn't make it private. Chats aren't working. So if somebody's trying to chat, yeah, it's not working for some reason. Sorry. So if you guys are listening, you can I don't know how else you would be able to talk to me. You can tweet me and hashtag, I'll bring up Twitter right now. You can tweet me and hashtag L8 NITE, hashtag late night, LATE on Twitter to at the 5x5, and that's THE, 5BY5. And if you hashtag that, I should be able to see what you're tweeting about. Let's see if I can bring it up. Sometimes I get so confused. It's funny. Oh, and by the way, I had to give a credit where credit is due. Ken come up with that late night hashtag a while back, so I can't say that was my creation because it was not. And let's see if it works. Oh, there's a whole bunch on there. Well, I'll see it. If you just tweet at the 5x5, I'll see it. Anyhow, so I was saying, kids says tweet late night. And so I was saying, I my the number that I used to date, the bottom number, the young number has decreased. Now my seven and above, because I'm 42, I'll date somebody 49. I might even go higher than 49. Depends on the person. But I'm not going to date somebody who is 35. At least I don't think. It had to be really, 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 really something special. 38, 39. Ken's tweeting everybody. I'm 38, 39, 40, 40. Yeah, see, I don't even want to date anybody in the 30s anymore for some reason, but 38 is my cutoff. So it's two. No, it's four. It's four and seven now. And so, but this my friend who happens to be 52, the one that didn't that stunned me on the Christmas party, he thinks it's cute to date people half his age. And my thing is, he doesn't even my I think I would be okay with it if he would date someone, if that's what he was seeking, if he was seeking someone to that was in his own age range. If he was seeking somebody, I would even give him, he's 52, I would even give him late 30s. Mid 30, but he's always chasing after these 21, 22, 23-year-old men. And I just think it's disgusting. So what I told him, I said, if my niece is 22, if my niece told me that she was trying to date, I don't care if the young person wants to date an old person. If my niece, and maybe this is wrong, if my niece told me that she was ready to date somebody in their 50s, I would go to that person's house and we would have some problems. That's not happening because this is why I say that. This the reason I say that is because I think for me, I want that young person to develop. Ken tweets, age rule, age limit equals half your age plus nine. Oh, is that true? Half my age, so that would be 20. No, so 30. I can date somebody when they're 30. He says age limit equals half your age plus nine. So half my age would be 21. 9 plus 21 is 30. See, I would even go that. That's too many years in between for me. It doesn't work for me. But I like older people anyhow. I don't want grandma and grandpa, but I like to date mature people that we have something in common. We know the same music. We was raised in the same era. We had things to talk about. Ken says, "Yep." So if he's 52, that would make him what? That his average age would be 26 plus 9 is what, 35. So yes, I think so. That's for me. That's appropriate when you're over 50. And so, but no, he's always going after these 20. You can be their father. And then I asked him. He's well, how the conversation started. We go to Chili's because I'm like, because I wanted to see if we're going to be friends. If we're, if I can salvage this friendship that I've had with you, because I'll give somebody a chance to mess up. Everybody makes makes mistakes, and I think if you can't learn from the mistakes, and you can learn from where they come from, and you can explain your point of view, and if you can listen to both point of views and then come to an understanding, is one thing. But if you just don't want to listen to the point of view of the other person, then that's a totally different beast. And that's where I was with him. I tried to say, I said, well, it's been a long time since we've gotten together. I said, it's getting to be, close to a, well, maybe not quite a year. I said, but it's been, it's been, there's been some time between us even talking on the phone. And so he's like, yeah. And then he kind of mentioned the Christmas party. And I'm like, well, that's the problem. And I try to explain to him that's the problem. And he didn't want to hear it. He didn't want to hear, which is totally fine. If that's something you don't want to hear, you don't want to receive that from me, I can't make you. And I'm not going to. Just bring my chicken crispers and then I can eat so I can leave. Although I will say they had some really, it's called Southwestern macaroni and cheese. Even though it was lukewarm, it was really, really good. And I'll talk about that in a second. But so if you ever at Chili's, get the Southwestern macaroni and cheese. Make sure it's hot. Real well, not like make sure it's hot. And but it had like jalapenos and stuff in it. The only time I've ever had mac and cheese like that, I have a friend that's from Barbados, and she had graduated from she, I think she either got her she got finally got her master's. She was graduating. She had a graduation party, and I was there. And so I was trying to figure out what was in the macaroni and cheese, and then she had put jalapeno peppers and stuff, and that was really good. Anyhow, excuse me. And so I tried to bring it up, and he didn't want to bring it up, and he didn't want to talk about it. He just kind of, but then again, he's dogging out the friend that was the problem, and I'm like, that's just, and I said, that's just weird to me. That's just weird. I don't understand why you would bring that up in conversation, and then you don't want to talk about it. So I just kind of like, okay, this is over. Once I finish dinner, I'm done with you. Anyhow, and so, and plus with the whole dating, anyhow, he said he met somebody when he's on spring break because he works for the school system. And so the first question I said, well, how old is he? And then he showed me this picture of this kid that looked to be, he dates exclusively young black men. And he looked to be 20, 22, 23. And he told me he was 26. I'm like, oh, really? And that's when I made that comment about my niece, and she can't date anybody in her in the 50s. You know, not especially not when I'm breathing, but not with one of mama's, but not if her mother's still breathing. Anyhow. And so he was like, yeah, and he's mature and he wants to do this in life. His problem with my thing is with men who date younger, whether they're dating younger men or younger women, it's all about control. And I think that's where my problem with that is. You're trying to control these people who haven't really developed who they really are. You know, let them grow up. They have to make mistakes. Don't try to make them nest up with you because you're ready to settle down. They're just beginning their life. They're starting careers, you know, and you're trying to put them in a box. A lot of people, like even straight couples, they're not getting married till later, you know, and kids and stuff until the career is established, to they're on the right path, to they know where they're going. But you want to circumvent all that, and not that that he's done too many amazing things with his life. And you want to kind of circumvent that and put your own mores into this person and tell them how to be a mate or a partner to you without them developing their senses. This is what I want in a partner. That's why I have a problem with. And think people like, oh, you're just a prude. And if they want to do it, let them do it. No, let that. And I'm saying, child, let that young adult become an adult first, you know. And yet they're adult. By age standards, you know, but let that young adult become an adult, turn into the person they are meant to be without your influence. Because when you have that much of an age gap, you try to be daddy or you try to be mama, you know. And you know, I just think that's ridiculous. You know, if the kid was 30, 32, I wouldn't have as much issue. But you constantly go for these people that are in their early 20s, and I think it's kind of sick. But so that's the other reason. So when is a good time to end a friendship? You know, I still have a friendship that was ended, but neither one of us, because the hurt was so raw, neither one of us we've never had the chance to get closure with it. Because we both know how we were friends for 15 years. We both know how each other would receive what the other one was saying. So instead of, you know, sometimes you gotta let that wound heal a little bit and then come back into it. And I've always I talked to his mother today. I've always said that he and I will be friends again. You know, he and I will be friends. This wound will heal, and there'll still be a scar there, but I think we can be friends. Ne Never to the extent to where we were. That'll never happen, but it'll be to the point to where we'll be friends again, and we'll be in each other's lives, but not so intertwined. And I think that was part of our problem as well. But with my current friend, so I want the advice from you guys. You know, although, you know, he can date who he wants, I don't have to like it. It's not my life. He can live his own life, but I just think it's kind of gross. That's a part of him that I don't like. And also about the whole Christmas party thing, and you made a choice, and although we hung out today, the connection we had is definitely gone. And maybe because I was shut off to it, maybe I was like, I wasn't receptive to what he was saying. Although, even though when it was talked about, but kind of brushed to the side, it's like, let's not do this, And I'm like, okay, I don't think I want to be friends with you. So what do you do? Do you just say, do you need? Because I didn't have the conversation with him today. I didn't say, hey, although I care about you, I thank you, and deep down, he's a good person. There's some other things that he's done in the past. Well, I'll just go ahead and tell you. These same young people that he dates, he tries to buy their affection and win their affection with money and gifts and cars. And when they're not trying to date you because you're old, der, you get mad, and then you try to sue them. And he has sued two people for stuff that he's giving them on the pretense of they're going to have a relationship and a life together, and moving people in. I'm like, that's just too much for me. And so what do you say? How do I go about it? Or should I just like, do the whole cold turkey thing and like, okay, I'm just done with that. I'm not going to talk to you anymore. Or do, if you're that good a friend of somebody, do you give them the reasons, which I think he knows the reason that I've stayed away, even though he wouldn't let me discuss it today? Or do you just like, okay, or do you just forget about it and didn't have a cordial relationship with that person, text messages and short phone conversations, or you just leave them alone completely? What do you do? Tweet me. I want to know. And then I listened to a show the other day here on Spreaker, and there was someone talking about how about friendships and how you have to demand things out of friends at the beginning of a friendship. I think that's the most ludicrous and the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. Sometimes you don't know. I think you always have to demand respect, and that goes with any relationship. But all the, but if you have a laundry list of requirements that this person has to fulfill to be blessed by your friendship, but then you're not being a really good friend yourself. And you can always, and everybody, you can go back and forth on that 1,000 times. But I thought it was funny that this person was actually saying it. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. But I'm not going to say much more on that. But anyhow, we're gonna take a another little break. Well, maybe a long, not really little, but we're gonna take another break, and we're gonna come back and get that whole friendship mojo off of me, and we're going to talk about online dating, something that happened to me just today that kind of sparked my mind to say, hey, we need to talk about that. Thanks for listening. It's the 5x5. I'm David, and we'll be, I said David. I'm David, and we'll be right back.
To my rescue, you give me all your love and make me never wanna leave you. Just in the nick of time, you wrap me in your arms, never do me any harm. You'll protect my heart.
Oh yeah. Bless. but I don't feel I need to wait on you just to say you're interested. Cause you know that I like you, boy. Cause I can't stop staring, and I can't keep holding this feeling in. Boy meets girl, that's so cliche. Now someone please tell me, does it really have to be that way? I know that you like me, boy. When I'm around you, can't stop smiling. Time is too short to be waiting on a boy nowadays, yeah. Boy meets girl, that's so cliche. Now someone please tell me, does it really have to be that way? Go first, I don't mind. Let me go, let me go, let me go.
That was Erica David with Let Me Go. I actually like that. That was kind of groovy. Thank you guys for staying or tuning in or however, wherever, whenever you're listening to the 5x5 Late Night Show. Thanks to my friend Ken Boggle for hanging out on Twitter with me tonight. Talking about a lot of things. Well, not really a lot of things. A couple things. I'm just being very, very long-winded tonight. But before I went to break, Ken had tweeted, if I can find it, he said, just be happy he's not dating 17 and younger, which is true, which there was a time when I thought, what are you, I'm not getting all that because it's just the way it is. Anyhow, welcome back. So we were talking about friendships and how, you know, when is a good time to end a friendship, or when do you know that friendship has run its course? So tweet me at the 5x5. Use the hashtag late night, L, the number 8, N-I-T-E, and tell us what you think. But now, today earlier, you know, I am an online dater. Kind of. I don't really. I've met some good people that I'm still friends with online. I've made some crappy people that have lied about what they look like. And I know online dating is nothing new. What's the thing? It's like 2 out of 5 new relationships have started online. That's the statistic, and that's for straight or gay right now. It's probably a little higher for gay men, but. Because there's, still that cat taboo thing, and especially when you live in a small city, there's not really anywhere to go. You just can't go pick up a gay guy. Well, I guess you could, depending on what supermarket you went to. But anyhow, I digress. In Atlanta, you could, but in a small town, it's not a lot of places to go and be with like-minded individuals or people with similar taste. And so you had to resort to using the online various websites. So I do have a profile on a particular site. I'm not gonna say which. Y'all won't be gonna look at me up. And so recently, from some trouble I've been having at work, I deleted my profile picture. Because there's some crazy things going on at my job that I'm like, well, this is the next step. This is what they're going to do, and I can see it getting crazy. So preemptively, I'm like, oh, I'll make my picture private, so you just can't see my face and my gleaming white teeth for everybody to see. Because I do really have really nice white teeth. you won't see my face anymore. But the profile name hasn't changed. The content hasn't changed. It's just my picture's not there, which I have a problem with not having profile pictures. I do have a problem with that, and that's why I named this no profile pic. And I have issue with that, and I thought about it, but my financial life is a lot more important than my online dating life. So I'm like, that's what I have to I do yeah do what you gotta do until the to that problem goes away. So right now I have a blank profile, like a lot of us. But the thing is, I have a private picture. It's a private picture. Sometimes you see a whole bunch of stuff in those private pictures, but my private picture is of my face. And so I swear to God, Cops is on TV, and I see somebody that I kind of recognize, but interesting. Anyhow, and so it's been really interesting. And I did that maybe 2 or 3 days ago. I removed the profile picture, or made my profile picture private. And so, and then I have all these people in my city that have started have started sending me messages. And I'm like, that's interesting. I had the same content, the same picture. Maybe I'm ugly. Maybe that I never thought about that. Maybe I'm just not attractive, and maybe the picture being gone. I mean, the same stats, are up there. Nothing's changed, but the picture is gone. And so, somebody that I happen to know, which is a funny sidebar, he we Not that we weren't friends. He's friends. You know how you have friends of friends. And then actually, we worked in the same mall together at one time, and we would be at the same parties. And he took issue with me because when I was cute and skinny back in the day, every guy that he wanted to date, either I was friends with them or I was dating them. And I remember him telling me one time when he seen me with somebody else, not that I was being a whore or anything. I'm just friendly. And seriously, I'm just friendly. And so he's like, well, you can leave some men for us, David. I'm like, excuse me? You're like 20 years older than me. What are you talking about? So yeah, he is about 20 years older than me. And so anyhow, so he hits my profile. I'm like, you've seen my profile before, attached to the same name. The picture's just gone. So I played along. And so he sends me a message. I'm gonna read what it says. He says, I really like your comment about all the arrogant guys on here. I like to think they don't know they came off that way. But I'm probably kidding myself. By the way, I'm definitely older than you. Now, my profile says something about arrogance is not attractive, but confidence is highly desirable. And I think something like that. And then I also made a comment about the people that I know, because this is a small city and they're all on this one site. The people that I know, I'm like, I know you guys. Y'all the same age I was, you are now, when I moved 7 years ago. And I've been back for two, so that's nine, and y'all haven't aged a bit. So Don't lie about your age. Anyhow, and so I just called him out. I said, "Hey, L, how are you? And these guys here are ridiculous." And so he said, "Actually, I was chatting with someone very nice in another city." He said, "Doing good, but not sure who you are. My bad." And I just had to roll my eyes real hard at the computer screen because I'm like, "You're an idiot." And so I said, "Seriously, it's funny, since I made my picture private, people who do not normally speak are now speaking to me. Very weird. I suppose it's a local thing, but it's David." And he's like, "Well, I was curious since you had visited my profile." And that's not true because I don't like him. He said, "I guess no pick pushes others to read the profile." And I just put, "Seems that way. Goodbye." Isn't that ridiculous? Isn't that the most ridiculous thing you ever heard in your life? You know, I'm like, dude, seriously? You know, and thing is, you have an old picture up there. That your picture, your same picture that was up there, I don't know, again, 10 years ago, it's the same one. It's the same picture that you had up there 10 years ago. You know, stop fooling the kids. Stop fooling and tricking people. So I just thought that was really, really funny, and that exchange. But it's funny how these people, then I finally tell them who I am. And then some of them, they're my friends, and, you know, you're not going to hit on your friends. And that's another thing about small cities. This city has a bad problem. If you date somebody, and this is straight or gay, you know, 75% of the time, they probably have dated someone you know. Unless you were the first, you know. So that's another thing about this city. That's why I need to be in a bigger city where that doesn't happen as much. But it's a small world, I guess, and it could, but I don't like it. And so with that being said, I was looking around. I'm like, you know, so how do we online date? How? And I've talked about this before. So about.com, their dating site, they gave us 10 do's and don'ts for online dating. So, do post a recent photo. See, I'm not making it up. Even though mine's is for business purposes, mine's is not on my page right now. It will be back. And write an honest description of yourself. So maybe I should change my profile from being a little shady to being, it's fine. Anyhow, one of your guy friends salivated over a picture of a gorgeous blonde bikini clad model expecting Cameron Diaz. Expecting a Cameron Diaz lookalike, he was shocked to meet a morbidly obese woman in a muumuu. So that just goes to pictures. Now you've heard that story. My thing about pictures where, you know, I did a blind date, not really a blind date. It turned out being a blind date. You meet somebody online and you think you have a connection. Then you decide to go to dinner or whatever. You meet up for the first time and you don't recognize them because they're so different looking from the picture. Don't do that. Don't naively assume that his photo is as up to date and accurate as yours. We accepted a date with a guy whose headshot looked perfectly human, even normal. In the flesh, he could have passed for Dracula. Oh, shade! With a mouthful of rotted brown pointy fangs, never underestimate the power of Photoshop. This is another fun one. Do learn the lingo of dating profiles. For instance, if he describes himself as cuddly, translate that into chubby. Unless you're a bear, then we already know that, right? He writes, "I've been told I'm very handsome." Translate by his mother. That's hilarious. He's executive vice president of strategic planning for a major corporation. Translation, he's self-employed in some cockamamie business headquartered in his basement. That's hilarious. They are throwing shade on ass.com. Sorry, I just got a tweet. Hold on 1 second. Okay, then it says, don't get taken in by corny, overused come on lines like, looking to spoil the lady of my dreams with flowers and candlelit dinners. And beware of the perfect strangers who promise to snuggle with you in front of the fireplace and enjoy sunset strolls on the beach. That was a tongue twister. These guys have one thing on their minds. That's why they took a course on what women want to hear one-on-one. Do brush up on your math. If he sounds too good, if he sounds too good to be true, he probably is. Subtract 3 inches from his height, double his weight, half his income, and add a decade to his age. That's probably really accurate if you really did that. Because I love people, and this goes not only for online dating. This goes for people on sites like Spreaker or Blog Talk Radio or Facebook. You can be anybody you want to be on these services. You can have the most fabulous life and tell a person you're the most highly educated and you have so much money and you drive a particular car. And for me, I don't care. But people put it out there. They want you to care about that stuff. And I don't understand that about adults, especially when you reach a certain age. Kids behave that way. I have this much money. I'm a rich person. I have this much education. I have the best job in the world. Okay, I hope you're doing something to help your fellow human being with all this extra that you got, you know, instead of talking to people who really shouldn't care, who never met you, and who can't fact check you. No, they really don't care. Anyhow, moving on. Don't choose your dates based on photos. It's all too easy to scroll through the internet profile selecting the Brad Pitt lookalikes and bypassing the rest. Remember, real men lose their hair and grow love handles. Yet, if you meet them in person, you just might find them charming. Besides, if you're anything like us, you probably don't look that much like Angelina, right? Do move the conversation along from email to cell phone. See, and that's another problem I have. Because I'll tell people, I'm not trying to sit here and type, you know, when, you know, there's a phone available. And also, I think it's funny when there was one person that I talked to online and we were going to talk on the phone. And then he always had an excuse. Oh, I'm sick tonight. Well, you've just been typing for you know, half an hour. How sick could you be? You know, your phone's in your hand. You know, it just always came up with an excuse. And then you have the person, well, I haven't learned to put, to, I don't, I haven't learned. Say, for instance, I'll give you this opportunity. If you don't have a picture online for, like, the reason I don't have mine online right now, can you text me a picture? Can you email me a picture? And then they'll say, oh, I haven't learned how to do that yet. It is 2014, 2013. You know how to do it, and every phone, unless you got one of those special, what's the Medicaid phones, unless you have one of those, you know, because even if you might even have a razor, now, you know, razors go back about 7-8 years, even if you have a razor, you still can text a picture, so don't play, because that's not true, and you're a liar, and I'm not talking to you. Some people are great writers, or even have a friend ghostwriting for them. In a phone chat, you'll get a better sense of whether your personalities click. And I had a friend who taught me that. That's why he didn't online date, or he didn't online date much, because he said he was a vibe person. He wanted to talk with them in conversation, see them face to face, see how they reacted. And there's some things you can pick up from a phone conversation, the voice, you know, I'm into voices. I like voices. And you can kind of get a sense of who they are by how they comment. You know, you can type some crazy stuff online and it could be interesting, but I don't think you really get a sense of a person until you're actually talking to them on the phone or talking to them in person. So I do agree with that. Plus, if you'll find out if he has a personality. No, it's a bad sign if during his monologue about his golf swing, you're checking your watch and praying that you lose your cell signal. I've had that happen before. Don't disclose where you live. I think I think that goes without saying. Or for that matter, any personal information that could lead to your address, such as your home phone number, last name, or email address that includes your last name. While most men on the internet are just as normal as you are, you don't want Hannibal Lecter ringing your doorbell, even if it's carrying a box of Godiva chocolates. Godiva's not all that great anyhow. And even if they're truffles. That's true, because they are crazy. That's another thing about online dating. There are people that are really, really crazy out there. But again, that's just not reserved for dating sites. All these social media type websites, there's a potential for that. Facebook, Spreaker, where people try to find out who you are. And I normally, like on some of my sites, I'll use my alternate phone number. And I forgot that one of my alternate number was attached to something else online that had my name in it. And somebody, you know, not that they was going to do anything crazy, which they might, but they thought it was cool that they did a little search of my number and found out who I was, or found out what my name was, who my last name. I told them my first name. So, and if you're one of those people who don't want your information out there, there's a website called Spokio. It's only been around for like 4 years, 4 or 5 years. They have a lot of information on people, you know, and to opt out of their site, you have to go and take out your phone number that's attached to your name. You have to go and take out your email address, all email addresses that have ever been attached to your name, your home address, because that's, you can do all these searches by home address, phone number, email to find a person. It's called Spokio.com. So if you don't want your information out there like that, go to Spokio and pull it out. Do take things slowly. Though the chemistry may be magnetic, arrange to meet him in a public place for the first couple of dates. When you know more about him, he can pick you up and drop you off at home, but don't invite him in just yet. Well, a lot of people ain't gonna listen to all that. So some people are gonna do it, some people not. A lot of people believe in love at first sight. I don't. I'm a slow roll. You know, maybe that's why I'm single. I'm too slow. But some people aren't, so I'm not going to get mad if somebody does that. Anyhow, don't behave like a kid in a candy store full of online temptations. If you met a nice, sincere guy and you're having a good time dating him, don't fly to your computer the second you get home to flirt with a dozen new seductive suitors. On the internet, it's easy to get distracted by the smorgasbord of smooth-talking guys, only to lose sight of the one who just may be Mr. Right. That's true. But I think, and I will say, I think gay men do it a lot. I just think we're men, and straight men probably do it a lot. I think that we're men, and we're always on the prowl. It's that whole predatory thing. And So and that's another question for you guys. When you're dating someone, whether you, no matter what you, where you met them or how you met them, and if you have online dating profiles, you know, at what point do you remove your profile? You know, I was dating somebody and we both removed our profiles. Okay, well, we're dating, so there's no need for that. Even though it was short-lived, we both agreed to take off our online profiles because it wasn't necessary at that time. So, you know, when's the appropriate? I know some guys who are in relationships or people in general that say, you know, they keep, oh, we're in an open relationship, and which that's a whole nother story for a whole nother time. But they keep their online profiles. I'm like, well, it seems like you're just waiting for the next best thing to come along. It doesn't make sense to me, you know, but you know, so there's my spiel online dating. Well, one more break and we'll come back and we'll wrap things up. Thank you guys for listening.
This morning, feeling kind of fly. I'm about to call my girls up, see if they wanna hit the club tonight. Girl, let's beat the streets and hit them all, cause can't nobody look finer than I. If you a top boss chick and you're rolling like this, then you're qualified. Like suicide, when you're standing up against me. I got swag you don't have, and you probably never be. Literally, I got an outside this game that you can have for a small, small fee. Or you can just sit back and watch from the sidelines, cause my swag's so outrageously. Swinging in the past, and he stops cause he's staring at us. Girl, wish she would. Me and my girls is up. Our swag is just up. I don't mean to be cocky, but it was born in me. So grab some paper and a pen, and from then you came. Just follow my lead. I'm not no regular celebrity. You're better than I can say. Small circles to bigger things, doing things in a major way. When it comes to style and personality, true talent and originality, ain't nothing else to say but boss up and get this paper. Pimpettes and hustlers, true divas, y'all get much respect. Cause y'all some swagging ass dimes, popping collars, breaking necks, and yes, my sweat's so contagious. Any stuff cause he's staring at us. I swear it's funny how your girl wish you well. Me and my girl sister, our swag is just out.
Damn, she got the swag on her. I had just stuck with the block, put to the side and tried to throw a little jive on her. But she ain't buying it, she buy her wrong. Told her one day to hit me up on the low. She drippin' with spiked juice, everything new. She had it, no school caddy. Said he feel 22 the way she talk. With the sexy lips, it's so pure. Make her brother comprehend every single word. Niggas' hair's like bottle tops, quick to turn. It's amazing, contagious like a room full of germs. What she possesses in the chosen few. Look at you, it's a crime to look that good. You need a lawyer, boo. Catch some feelings you can't let go. Hell no, she keep her fronts up. Looking like a model at a hair show. This way I could never go. Look who I came with, miss. LaWanda Lee, so contagious.
We a little past any stuff cause he's staring at us. I swear it's funny how your girl wish she would.
Your resume, let's get it started. And you got that super tongue in your ass, so fat it's retarded. Pardon, I just won't whip it and balk it. All I need is a swig of the Dawkins, then I'm a dog. Get off and ballin', shit on the off and drink a whippin' with the Dawkins, stealing them softly. Like, bitch, I'm this shit, and you nauseous. Step out my outfit, pimpin' in motion. Yo, pussy, I own it. Ain't gotta be mine for me to control it. I'm all in your zone, it. Like, what did you want it?
Family.
Isn't that about the sexiest song you guys have ever heard? I told you I was going to play one more Tinashe song tonight before I got off here. That's kind of my jam. I like that song. Who am I working for? I don't know. That song will make you get it in. Believe it. Seriously, though. I'm being serious. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed the show tonight. Just me talking about, you know, what I talk about. Sorry, I got a text message. I'm sorry. No, but I hope you guys have enjoyed the show tonight. Check out, I know Ken and I are going to be doing a show soon. We should have done one tonight, Ken. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe Ken and I will be on tomorrow. Look for Fanboy Weekly on Sunday night, and also look for some live shows Saturday from the PopCon comic book convention here in Southern Indiana. I'll be there and geeking out over the place, unless it's whack. They got my money now, so if it's whack, it's on me. But and I'll, after it's over, I'll tell y'all some stuff that I thought it was kind of unprofessional, but they hooked me up on some other stuff, so I can't complain too much. So I'm going to be making some kind of a shirt that has the blurredhq.blogspot.com. If you guys don't know what that is my dedicated fanboy page. And also we're on Facebook as well, facebook.com/TheBlurredHQ, but this show is the 5x5, and the 5x5.blogspot.com is this show's blog. I appreciate each and every one of you guys. So look for those shows coming up Friday night, because I'm working half day, then I'm taking a vacation Saturday, Sunday, I think Monday. So, because my mother's birthday is on Sunday, so it'll be a fanboy weekend. So for you guys who liked to listen to my fanboy stuff, I'll be doing that. So off and on, at least one live show from the event. Hopefully, I'll get a lot of interviews from some of the people that are going to be there. It's new for this area, so I don't know how it's going to receive. It may be crazy, crazy huge, or it might be kind of small. Well, as in people who are going. But like I said, I have a VIP ticket, so I'm not going to wait in any lines. I don't like waiting in lines. But it's going to be a gorgeous day. Hopefully, all this rain will be moved out of here, and I'll be able to get some good pictures and stuff, and they'll be both on the Blurred HQ and also on the 5x5 websites and on Facebook and Twitter and everywhere. Thank you guys for listening. We will be back, like I said, in the week with the fanboy stuff, and maybe Ken and I will do a show tomorrow and then go back to regular schedule next week. Thank you guys for listening. I'll see you next time. Good night.